KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies and 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny here today with a high near 90, winds north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in their boardroom at the courthouse here in Atlantic and electronically. On the agenda is possible action on appointing or reappointing a Veterans Affairs Commissioner to a three-year term from July 1st of 2021 through June 30th of 2024. Also, a contract for the repair of a garage building in the southwest corner of the courthouse parking lot, allowing or disallowing new business property tax credits. Also, they'll act on a resolution for fiscal year 2022 expense appropriations and approving the renewal of a lease with Partnership for Progress against Willow Heights. A public hearing is set to take place during Wednesday evening's meeting of the Atlantic City Council. The hearing is with regard to an ordinance amending Chapter 6 of the Code of Ordinances, changing the method of election to runoff elections. The desire for change comes with the announcement Dave Jones, who has served as mayor of Atlantic for several years, will not seek a fourth term in office. City Administrator John Lund reports there has been a great deal of interest in the mayor's office. No fewer than five persons have expressed an interest in running. The city, he says, currently has a plurality-takes-all system, whereby one only needs to get the most votes on the first and only ballot to win. Less than 50.01% of the vote is required to become mayor, a member of the council, or park board. Iowa allows for two types of elections, the current system, or an alternative type where a true majority of voters is required in order to win. The city's Personnel and Finance Committee reviewed all the options during their meeting back on May 26th and concluded the election system should be changed to a majority and have recommended the council will vote to consider to approve that change. The change can only take place, however, following the public hearing and three readings of the ordinance. On a related note, a public hearing will be held during Wednesday's city council meeting with regard to a change of the term of park board members from 6 to 4 years. The park board is in favor of the change, which would mean senior members would still be available to help incoming board members if needed. There will also be three readings of that ordinance before it becomes law. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will act on passing a resolution authorizing and approving a loan agreement and providing for the issuance of a $90,000 general obligation solid waste management note. And that's as part of a 28E agreement with regard to the organization that operates the Cass County landfill. The landfill has instituted a per capita fee of $12 per resident to be assessed annually. The amount for Atlantic is $85,344, payable in four equal payments over the course of the fiscal year. And the council will act on an order to enter into an agreement with the Iowa Department of Transportation for maintenance and repair of primary roads in municipalities. More specifically, that's with regard to Highways 671 and 83. In his report to the council, City Administrator John Lund will present a proposal from Cook Sanitation partial owner Dalton Cook for the purchase of city-owned property at 101 Cedar Street, which is zoned I-2 or heavy industrial. The property is assessed at $5,000. Cook, who owns 103 Cedar Street, is planning on building a commercial structure sometime in the future. If the council approves the purchase, Cook has promised to pay $2,000. In return, he'll demolish the house and clean up the property. He anticipates disposal of the demolished home and cleanup cost to be around $2,000, plus rental of necessary equipment at $1,000. Lund says that Cook is the first proposal for a commercial building in the zone mentioned, and he'll recommend the council refer the matter to the city's Personnel and Finance Committee for review. The Cass County Conservation Board held a youth fishing derby at Cold Springs Park this past Saturday. Prizes were awarded for the most overall weight, with first place to Tobin Jewell, second Morrison Sanbothy, and third to Traven Thomas. Awards were also given for heaviest single fish, Dayton Thomas, longest single fish, Morrison Sanbothy, and shortest single fish, Christian Bullington. The Cass County Conservation Board wants to thank all those who donated items for the event, including Wyrick Welding for the trophies, Capel's Ace Hardware, Shields, and Bass Pro Stops for donating prizes. An investigation into a reported incident of assault Sunday afternoon led to the arrest of a woman from Shenandoah. According to Shenandoah Police, 25-year-old Taylor Dawn Fleming was arrested on several charges after officers were called at around 4 p.m. to the 1300 block of West Lowell Street for a reported assault on a child. Officers conducted an investigation on the scene and found the report to be false. Upon further investigation, Fleming was located and arrested for false reporting with public safety entities, harassment in the second degree, disorderly conduct, interference with official acts, and harassment by false reporting. She was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $2,900 bond. Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, the driver of a semi-tractor trailer was uninjured Saturday when the semi he was driving left Interstate 80 near Oneida and ended up in a field to the south. According to dispatch reports, the incident happened a little after 2 p.m. when the semi left I-80 eastbound between mile markers 70 and 71. The vehicle went into the ditch and up an embankment through a fence before rolling onto its side and coming to rest about 50 feet into a field. The driver was walking around the truck taking pictures when law enforcement arrived on the scene, and he refused medical attention. Oneida Rescue and CAS EMS were initially dispatched to the scene, but then told to disregard. And that is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.